Blog Talk Radio.
Before me there was no elder him form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. Besides me there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship him and him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned, leaders godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testament. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah.
Now understanding that which was not known, thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know, the offerings of the righteous and God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praises. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so me sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn, beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in this day, yeah. Now look back, for here come it wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverer. Pray, sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Live that song. Live that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Be that song. See that song. Sing that song. Live that song. Live that song.
Before me, there was no Abraham.
Sing
form.
That song.
Be the shadow be after me.
Sing that
I,
song.
Even I, am
sing
Yahweh. And besides me, there is no
sing
Savior.
That song. Yeah.
Besides me, there is no JC.
Yeah.
You notice that? Yeah. The Creator lets us know that we should worship Him and Him alone. He said, before me, there was no Abraham. Form, neither is there with me. Neither shall there be after me. Now, how crystal clear can you get? Nobody before him, says Yahweh, nobody with him, and nobody's going to be after him, and we still got people worshiping JC, even though the Most High made this positive declaration, a declaration of truth, that he told his witnesses that he wanted them to go through the earth and witness.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in it, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah's righteous. Yah's holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day. Bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers. Shalom and praise the mighty Yah once again. Had some technical difficulty, but we're back. And again, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim Ramahan, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our Lawgiver. And Yahweh is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. Again, I praise Almighty Yah for allowing us to come before you once again this week. We started off with our new month service. We're right into the day of blowing. Took a day off, and now we're back at it for nothing but the truth. And today we'll be dealing with a very important subject that is very relevant today, and that is the year of tithing. Many of our people don't know that there's a year that Yahweh called a year of tithing. Even though our people tithe every year, but among the years, and it's only seven, there was a year called the year of tithing. And what were you to do in this year of tithing? What is the law concerning the year of tithing? What is the meaning and the purpose behind the year of tithing? And the bottom line, do you tithe? Do you tithe? And if you don't, why don't you? And we're going to get into this subject matter called the year of tithing. But what is a tithe? A tithe, according to the scriptures, is a tenth. That's all it means, a tenth. And this tithe was set up since the beginning, even before Israel. But through Yahweh's divine goodness, mercies, righteousness, and blessings, He will provide His people an economic system that had everyone, whether you was rich or made a little, that you was part of helping the poor of the land. And when you have poor in land that is not fed and taken care of, like in America, then you're going to have crime. You're going to have desolation. And you're going to have a lot of wickedness that devour the land or the earth. And Yahweh gave us an economic system that we can coexist, whether we're rich or poor, with one another, with honor and with dignity. And today, there is no honor and there is no dignity. Let me show you what the Creator said about tithes. Let's go to the end of the matter first, in the book of Malachi. This is the first thing you need to know about tithes, even before we get to talking about the year of tithing. And we have many today who will make excuses why they don't believe in tithing, why they don't believe in giving a tenth. Look what the Creator said. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, sixth verse. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Yahweh are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? What do you want us to do, Yahweh? Where do you want us to return? How do you want us to come back to you? And Yahweh made this answer crystal clear. Many people just say, well, we want you to return back to the law. But that's not what Yahweh said. We want you to return with all your heart, soul, and mind. Did he say that? Let me show you what Yahweh said. Since you've been gone away from his ordinances, since the days of your fathers, let me show you how he wants you to return. In the 8th verse. Will a man rob Elohim? Question mark. And let me tell you what the answer is. Yes. Yes, you'll rob Elohim. And yes, you have robbed Elohim. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? And look what he says. In tithes and offerings. That's where you robbed me at. And of course, many of our people would say, Yahweh is the lie. We didn't rob you, Yahweh. And Yahweh know everything. He know everything. He know when a man robs him or not. And he said, you robbed me. And he told you what you're robbing him in. Tithes and offering. And this is what I found. In my 30 years of teaching, 30 plus years of being an Israelite, if you don't believe in tithes, you're not going to get no offerings. I repeat, if you don't believe in tithes, you're not going to get offerings. As a matter of fact, you get nothing. That's how it goes. That's how typical these things become. If you don't get one thing, you're not going to get the other. And that's why he said, you'll rob me in tithes and offerings. Ninth verse. And let me show you what Yahweh called people who rob him. He said, you are cursed, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, is Yahweh lying? No, he's not lying at all. The whole nation of Israel have robbed Yahweh. And how do I know? Because Yahweh said it. How else do I know? Because the tenth does not belong to you. It never did. It never will. And when you don't give it, it's only because you robbed Yahweh. And this is what Yahweh said. And I know you have your position on why you will hold on to something that don't belong to you. As a matter of fact, the only reason you got 100% is because of Yahweh. And he's saying keep 90%. And that's not enough for you. 10th verse. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. Now notice it and say, bring you all the tithes into your bank account. Bring you all the tithes into the little box you put aside. Bring you all the tithes into the little can that you put it in. No, it says bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, because as you're going to see, every city, every gate, town should have storehouses. And what should you have a storehouse for? We're going to show you. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Where's the food in Yahweh's house that you're supposed to be worshiping, that you're supposed to be learning, that you're supposed to be doing the works of Yah in? The house where you're supposed to be having a holy convocation, holy meeting, a holy gathering, a holy assembly. Where is your storehouse? Now, it is true that every city don't have a sanctuary that they can go to. So it's quite understandable why you don't have a storehouse. But you're not affiliated with nobody that has a sanctuary, a congregation, an assembly that has a storehouse for the poor. Now, the vast majority of the congregations that I know of, they might have a sanctuary, but they don't have a storehouse. And they're not feeding the poor. So it's understandable why you would not give to this place. Because that's what tithes are for. But if there is a sanctuary that's doing the work of Yahweh, and what is that work? I'm going to read it. And that is taking care of the poor. Then why aren't you part of that solution? Seeing that this is the law. Watch what it says. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Where's the meat? And prove me now herewith, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, test me. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And why? Because one thing Yahweh loves is the poor. He loves those that are low on the totem pole. And he wants you to love them. So much that he will even open up the windows of heaven and allow blessings to come out and fall right upon you. But not only that, he says in 11th verse, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast the fruit before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts. And why? Because you have storehouses. You have storehouses. And where is your storehouse? Here it is. We are in the year of tithing. Now, what is the year of tithing? When is the year of tithing? I thought we're supposed to tithe every year. Well, we do. And little do people know, because a lot of our people hadn't been taught the law. There's three types of tithes. You have a tithe, which you tithe every year. You have a tithe that you're supposed to bring in the third year, that's supposed to be set up within your city and the gates where you live for the poor. And then the third type of tithe is called a heave offering for the Levites. And we'll try to read about all three. But since we're in the year of tithing, and since we are at the end of the year, in the 7th month of our Hebrew calendar, it's very important you know about the Day of Blowing, you know about the Day of Atonement, you know about the Feast of Tabernacles, but you don't even know about the year of tithing, and we're in the third year. Now, nobody's not going to teach you this, because they don't know what year we're in. So therefore, they will never be able to teach you the year of tithing and why it's so relevant and what to do. And let me show you this, year of tithing. Now that you see that Yahweh said, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse. So where's your storehouse? Surely if you got a sanctuary, you should have a storehouse. And the mass majority of our people don't have storehouses, but they got a sanctuary. And that makes sense. And then some of them collect tithes. They have a sanctuary. But what are you doing for the poor? Other than coming on YouTube other than coming on Blog Talk, other than coming on Ustream and Facebook, what are you doing for the poor? That's what you're collecting tithes for. You're not just collecting tithes to pay your bills, are you? Yahweh said, I just want you to see this verse one more time. The 10th verse. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, in Yahweh's house. He wants some food there. He wants some meat there. He wants something for the poor. He's not interested in just paying your bills and the sanctuary bills. He wants to feed people. And where is this service that Yahweh is speaking of? And just to show you that there is a year of tithing and why this year was different. All the other years when you did tithe. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to show you the difference between the two. Even though there's three types of tithes. And you'll find this in the book Deuteronomy 14, and watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy 14, we're going to start reading at the 22nd verse. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings forth year by year. That's what you do every year. You tie all the increase of your seed. Watch what it says. And you shall eat before Yahweh. Who shall eat before Yahweh? You shall, your Elohim, in a place which he shall choose to place his name there. And what shall we eat? The tithe of the corn, of your new wine, your oil, the firstborn of your herds and of your flocks, that you may learn to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, always. And if the way is too long for you, in other words, you are away from the place where Yahweh chose to place his name. If the way is too long for you, that you are not able to carry it, or if the place is too far from you, which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, or if the place too far from you, which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to set his name there, then Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you. Then shall you turn it into money, bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place where Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. How many times he got to say this? This is what you do when you tithe all the increase of your seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. So the verse again. Then shall you turn it into money, bind it up the money in your hand, and shall go to a place where Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. And you shall bestow that money for whatsoever your soul loves after, for oxen, for sheep, wine, strong drink, or whatever your soul desires. And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. And the Levite that is within your cities, within your gates, you shall not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. So year by year, we are to tithe our seed. We're not tithing seed today because we don't even go to the place where Yahweh said he would choose to place his name. We don't travel there. Nor do we tithe there. Nor do we have seed that we tithe. But watch the 28 verse. At the end of 3 years, which is the third year, you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase the same year. You notice it and say, you shall bring forth all the tithe of your seed. No. All the tithe of your produce and your flocks. No. It says, at the end of 3 years, you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase. Whatever that increase is, the same year, and shall lay it up in Jerusalem. No. And shall lay it up in the land of your inheritance. No. And shall lay it up within your gates. And what is your gates? Your gates is where you live, where you reside. Watch what it says. 29 verse. And the Levites, because he has no part nor inheritance with you. But not just the Levites. The stranger. The fatherless. The widow. That are within your gates shall come. Come where? To the cities. Come where? To the sanctuary. Shall come and shall eat and be satisfied that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. So this is how we get our hands blessed. No wonder Yahweh said, that if I wanted to test him, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, and he will pour us a blessing that we will not have enough room to receive it. But Yahweh is still waiting for one to test him. But in this third year, and you notice it didn't say, it said at the end of 3 years, which is the end of the third year. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we're at the end as we speak. And many of our brothers and sisters have not gave one dime, not one tithe, nor an offering this whole year. Now that we're at the end, what will you do? Will you give something at the end, seeing that you didn't get nothing at the beginning, nothing in the middle, and now that we're at the end, will you give something at the end? In other words, you will continue to rob Yahweh and not get nothing. No wonder we are cursed with a curse. We can't help one another. We can't do for one another. Why? Because you're cursed. Now, I won't lie to you, because we help a lot of people, because Yahweh has blessed us, because we believe in the Tanner of Yah, in bringing the tithes in the storehouse, that there might be food, meat, in Yahweh's house. And Yahweh's house here at 1907 is not lacking at all in helping the poor. One might say, well, we the poor. Well, that's because the poor should help the poor. And that's exactly what we're doing. Furthermore, to show you that there is a year of tithing, it is the third year. It is the year where you bring all your tithes in, all the tithes of your increase, not all the tithes of your seed, of all your increase. Let me show you this. In the book of Deuteronomy 26. And we're dealing with the year tithing. The 12th verse, Deuteronomy 26 and 12. Well, you have made an end of tithing. Watch what it says now. Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, thou be found a liar. And watch what Yahweh says. When you have made an end of tithing, hold the tithe of your increase the third year, which is the year of tithing. What do you think the year of tithing is? The third year. And have given it to Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled. Then you shall say before Yahweh your Elohim, I brought away all the things out of my house. Now I've given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow. Notice it says, I brought these hollow things. What is a hollow thing? A hollow thing is something that you have separated for the purpose of holiness. And what do you separate and take out of your house? Your tithes. But most people don't take nothing out of their house. They keep it right there. Use it. And never release it. I brought away the hollow things out of my house. And I have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, neither have I forgotten it. And that's what a lot of people had. They've forgotten that they're supposed to give a tenth. They've forgotten that they're supposed to make offerings. They've forgotten that it don't belong to them. I've not eaten thereof in the morning, neither have I taken away anything thereof for any unclean use, nor given anything thereof for the day. But I've listened to the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven. Bless your people, Israel. Not only bless Israel, but bless the land that you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Why? Because of tithing. what do it mean? Watch the 16th verse. This day, Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have avouched Yahweh this day to be your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and to listen to his voice. Because this is one of the ways that Yahweh take care of the poor. Yahweh take care of the downtrodden. Yahweh take care of the afflicted. Yahweh take care of those who don't have. Yahweh do these things. Therefore, you supposed to do these things. And Yahweh has avowed you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, in name, in honor, and that you may be a holy people unto Yahweh, your Elohim, as he has spoken. And you cannot be holy, a separate people, without this economic system of tithing. Then Yahweh will have you as a curse and not a blessing. Just think of how many people you can bless. And the most important person you will bless is yourself. Deuteronomy 14 let us know that in the third year, we're supposed to bring all the tithes and leave them in the gates. Deuteronomy 26 let us know in the third year that we're supposed to store and lay up the tithes in the pool. And watch what it says in the book of Amos, the fourth chapter. And we have people working every day, and they still won't give Yahweh nothing. You work every day. Bring home a check, if not every day, every week, every 2 weeks, every month. But ask yourself, as these days go past, as these weeks go past, as these months go past, how do it make you feel and you don't give Yahweh nothing? You don't give Yahweh, I want to say a bad word, start with a SH. Absolutely nothing. And here we are. Yahweh done got you the whole year. We're at the end of the year. We're at the 7 months. And you still have not given Yahweh nothing. And I may add, not only are we at the end of the year, but we at the end of the third year, which is the year of tithing. And you still haven't given me nothing. But you have time, because we're in the seventh month. And let's see how you will bless Yahweh. In the book of Amos, the fourth chapter, watch what it says. I'll start at the second verse. Yahweh Elohim has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the days shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And you shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you shall cast them into the palace, says Yahweh. Watch what he says. Come to Bethel and transgress at Gilgal and multiply transgressions and bring your sacrifices every morning in your tithes after 3 years. Why would you do that after 3 years? Because that's the law. And why do it say after 3 years? Because you're supposed to bring your tithe in the third year and leave it in your cities, where you have a sanctuary that has a storehouse, and offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with lavender, proclaim and publish the free offering. For this you write, O you children of Israel, says Yahweh Elohim. In other words, the things about our people stink real bad. It's very ugly, smelly, and just crooked and wrong. We don't have a clue in how we are to serve Yahweh. Every morning we will be praying, because that's the type of sacrifice we can do today. And then we're going to Yahweh every morning and every evening, and then we feed the poor. And why wouldn't we do that, since that's one of the ways of Yahweh? And we're going to get into it. But first, I wanted you to see there is a year of tithing, and we're in that year. We ain't gained nothing all year. We're in the second month now. There's no excuse. Give something. Do something. Bring something. Show something. Show that you're not a fool. Show that you're not just going to ignore the fact that Yahweh said you robbed him and you're cursed with a curse. Show something. Abraham showed something. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 4th chapter. Even if you believe that this is not the law, Yahweh told you to go by and to follow all those that follow after righteousness from the rock from whence you were hewn, and the hole of the pit from whence you were dug. Let's see this rock you came from under, and let's see if you look anything like this rock in this pit that you came from. And this is what it says in Genesis 14. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High Elohim. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Elohim, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High Elohim, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Now, why would he do that? Because he's righteous. Why would he do that? Because this is the way of Yahweh. Now, Abram could have kept these tithes in his own house. He could have kept them in his own barn. He could have kept them in his own land. But what did he do? He found the priest of the Most High. He found the sanctuary of the Most High. And he gave him tithes of all. Because where there's a sanctuary, what sense does it make to have a sanctuary and you're not feeding the poor? No wonder Yahweh said we're robbing him. No wonder Yahweh say we curse with a curse. You got a sanctuary and you're not feeding the poor? What kind of sense do that make? Yahweh said, bring all the tithes in the storehouse that there might be food in my house. Where is the food? And Abram made sure there was food in Yahweh's house because he gave tithes of all. And not just him. Watch this in the book of Genesis. The 30th chapter, since we're talking about the rock from which you are hewn. Now, I think it's Genesis 32. Let's see. See what your father's about. Let's just see if you're anything like your father. And that is Genesis 28. And watch what it says. The 20th verse. Genesis 28 and 20. Jacob vowed a vow saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Elohim's house. And what did you do when you set up a house for Elohim, a sanctuary for Elohim, a place for Elohim? Then let me show you. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. Now, why would your father Jacob say anything about that? Because he's righteous. This is the way of Yahweh. Many times you're dealing with Yahweh's house, why wouldn't you get a tent? For what do you think the sanctuary of Yahweh's for? You think the sanctuary of Yahweh is just to pay some bills? No. Yahweh's sanctuary is to help the poor. That's what Yahweh do. He helped the downtrodden. He helped the lowly. He helped the widow, the fatherless, the Levite, the stranger. That's what Yahweh do. And he wants you to test him to see if there's room enough for you to receive the open window of blessings. Here it is. You can have this person, you can have that person, but yet you can't help the poor that Yahweh told you to help by law? Because trust me, if it was no law, you wouldn't even think about helping nobody. And since there's a law, you still not think about helping nobody. This is what we're contending with today, even though we are in the third year, which is the year of tithing. And I repeat, nobody's going to teach you this because they don't know what you're in. So you won't hear them talking about the year of tithing, the third year. We talked about the yearly tithe because that's what you do when you bring in forth all your seed. Year by year. We talked about the third year tithe. That's all of your increase that you set up in your gates. And the only other tithe the scriptures speak about is in the book of Numbers, the 18th chapter, which also we don't do. And this is what it says in the book of Numbers, the 18th chapter. Because there's only three types of tithe. One of your seed, one of all your increase that you lay up within your gates. The one of your seed you take to Jerusalem and eat yourself. And then you got one for the priests, the Levites. In the book of Numbers, the 18th chapter. The 24th verse. This is what it says. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto Yahweh, are given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I've said to them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, thus speak to the Levites and say to them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes, which I've given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it, Yahweh, even the tenth part of the tithe. In other words, when the priests, the Levites, get a tenth, do you know what they're supposed to do? Give a tenth of that tenth. Because Yahweh knows that once they receive, they're going to be very blessed. And he wants that blessing also to bless others. So this is what they to do. And this is the third type of tithe in the scripture. Even though we don't even do this type of tithe today. Why? Because we're not professing to be the priests, the Levites, the sons of Aaron. And why? Because we don't have the records of genealogy to prove it. We're not tithing our seed year by year and taking it up to Jerusalem. Why? We're not even growing seed for the most part. And our enemies in Jerusalem today. But the third year tithe, this is what we do. Why? Because Yahweh says, bring all the tithes in the storehouse that there might be food in this house. And for who? The Levite, the widow, the father, fatherless, the Levite, and the stranger that is within your cities, your gates. What are you supposed to do? Just eat all your blessings yourself and disregard what belongs to Yahweh? No, we refuse to disregard the law of Yahweh. But why is it so important to have a heart for the poor? And when you don't pay tithes and give offerings, you couldn't possibly have a heart for the poor. How could you? People who don't do that don't get nothing. And I know they don't. I've been doing it a long time. They do not get to the door. Yeah, they, man, might ask them for a dollar and they have them a dollar or something like that, 50 cents. Well, we're talking about a lifestyle that you're supposed to live. And drawing your soul out to the poor. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. I want you to see this. Show you why our fathers made this a way of life for them. And why you should make it a way of life for you. And when the best time to make this a way of life in the third year, at the end of the year, and we're at the end of the year in the seventh month, watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 27th verse. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you, since a lot of y'all want to be kings. When you call yourself kings, this is my counsel to you. Break off your sins by righteousness and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. And how do you show mercy to the poor better than feeding them? Better than giving tithes and offerings. There's no greater way to show mercies to the poor. There's no better way. If it may be a lengthening of your tranquility. That's why you feed the poor. To help yourself. You show mercy to them. Furthermore, the Creator said in Proverbs 29, turn there. Talking about the year of tithing, which is for the poor. In the book Proverbs 29, this is what it says, since you call yourself a king, the 14th verse, the king that faithfully judge the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Forever. Watch this in Proverbs 22. There's a few more scriptures before we adjourn. Proverbs 22. In the book of Proverbs 22, the 9th verse, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed. And what's a bountiful eye? For he gives of his bread to the poor. He gives his bread to the poor. Proverbs 19. Watch what it says. And I love this. 17th verse. He that has pity upon the poor lends unto Yahweh, and that which he has given will he pay him again. You thought you lost something, but no, you're gaining. Because Yahweh said he's going to pay you back. Don't worry about what the poor is going to do for you. Worry about what I'm going to do for you. Just have pity on the poor. Not pity like some sorrowful little thing you're trying to help. No, pity and mercy. Pity and goodness. Watch the 22nd verse. The desire of a man. This should be the true desire of any man. Watch what this is. The desire of a man is his kindness. And a poor man is better than fire. All these truths stand as a testament before us. We can be a blessed people if we make our life about the downtrodden, the poor, and the adverse ones of our people. We can be very blessed. All we got to do is stop running Yahweh. That's all we got to do. He said, return unto me, and I shall turn unto you. And we ask, wherein shall we return? In tithes and offerings. The third year, people. We at the end of the third year. Don't let this year end, come to a close, without fulfilling the blessings of Yahweh. Return unto him, and he shall return unto you. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom. Oh,
you open up your gates and let them come on through.